silent social revolution is taking place in offices, bedrooms, and on the streets across Britain. Our obsession with all things Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube means we are now constantly sharing our intimate details with our supposed friends. But who else might be monitoring what we are up to?
It's a great way to start an investigation committing the crime, and they've posted it.
It takes only an instant to upload, go viral, and ultimately, out of control. How to blog about your mental health story. 1. Put yourself in the reader's shoes. If you're writing to change attitudes, it can help to try to imagine whose mind you're trying to change. Is there someone in your life who has had harmful views or said upsetting things? What would persuade them to think differently? 2. Keep the length in mind. If you're writing about your mental health, sometimes it's easy to write pages and pages. But if you want to change someone's mind, you'll probably need to keep it short.